Fucking finally. I thought this day would never end. Now I can finally drop this charade and stop pretending that this isn't the worst day of my entire fucking life. Oh, such a pretty little princess you are. Oh, thank you. You are too kind. Oh, you forgot to do your curtsy again. Oh, just shut the fuck up. And yeah, this is the real me, by the way. Disappointed? Well, you better get used to it. I hate my parents. I hate my life. I hate this fucking stupid dress. But do you want to know what I hate the most out of everything? I hate you. That's right. And the fact I'm married to you now, obviously. Oh, really? You hate me too? Well, I hate you more than you hate me. Aww, you hate me twice as much. What are you, 5? I hate you a billion gazillion times more. No, times infinity more than you can ever say. Seriously, how could they do this to me? I'm their fucking daughter, for crying out loud. I simply cannot believe that they just forced me to marry you. Just like that. Oh, we've got to do what's best for the kingdom, sweetie. Oh, bullshit. You are not even of royal blood. I really don't see how this is actually benefiting anyone other than your family. You come from a line of fucking pancake bakers or something. Don't even bother explaining it. I don't fucking care what your family does. All I want to do right now is put on my nightcap, crawl into bed, and wake up tomorrow morning realizing this was all just a really shitty dream. Don't just stand there gawping at me. Turn around. I need to get undressed. Oh, this fucking gown with the fucking zip. Why do they make female clothes so restrictive? Oh. There. Okay. Let me crawl into bed first before you dare turn around again. Well, are you going to just stand there or are you going to take off that silly monkey suit and join me? I may not care for the man that I'm supposed to share my life with, but I'm... Hey, don't get too close. See this line right here, separating my side of the bed from yours? It's an imaginary line. Why do you have to keep getting on my nerves? Just don't cross it, okay? Right, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, I am not letting my so-called husband sleep on the floor, because let's face it, that would just make me look bad. Plus, we've just got to pretend everything's fine for now, and in the meantime, I'm going to try and come up with a very clever plan to make sure things get us back to normal as quickly as possible. I mean, I'm going to have to do something about this. I'm going to have to put an end to this madness somehow. I'm going to have to... Wait. I couldn't possibly. Could I? I mean, I could. It would be easy. I got the money. I could hire an assassin. Huh? Oh, not for you, dummy. For the king and the queen, my parents. If I only take you out, then what would keep them from setting me up with some other nitwit? Exactly. So, we have to tackle the problems at its roots. But wait. Does that mean that I would automatically become queen? Oh, I don't know if I want all the hassle and responsibility. Although, on the flip side, I'd do get to do whatever I want. It's too much to process at once, and it's been a long day. I'm just going to have to sleep on it and make a decision in the morning. But you don't seem very worked up about the whole situation at all. You're pretty happy right now, aren't you? Married to a pretty little princess like me. I seriously hope you weren't expecting to consummate your marriage tonight, because, boy, do I have news for you. Aw, you were hoping for it though, weren't you? Did you really just think, because we are husband and wife now, that you get to enjoy my sweet little pussy every night? Oh, I bet you've been fantasizing about it the entire time, ever since we were introduced to each other. You've wondered what it would be like to touch me. What it would feel like if I were to grab your hard, pulsating cock in my soft and gentle hand and slowly guiding it inside my tight, wet pussy right before fucking you mercilessly until I milked out every last drop. Oh, well, as we put it like that, tough luck. Good night. Take it out. Just take it out before I change my mind, okay? The only reason I'm willing to even do this is because I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night in a puddle of warm, sticky cum. Alright? And I also kind of like the vows that you made to me during the ceremony, but don't let that get to your head. A handjob is all you'll get. But only if you beg me for it first. And need I remind you, I am still your princess, and you'd be wise to obey each and every one of my commands. Now, be a good boy and beg for your princess. Good. Now, move those sheets out of the way and kiss my feet. You heard me, and don't you dare secretly gaze at my hot, naked body. Good boy. Oh, you like being called a good boy, don't you? Do you want me to jerk you off now? Is that what you want? Fine, then lower those undergarments for me already. Oh, so that's the cock I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with. Well, I guess it's going to have to do. At least it's hard for me, I mean. Fuck, it's throbbing and I haven't even touched it yet. Perhaps my good boy would like some lubrication first? Wait, I'm going to spit some of it in my hand. Should I touch it? Do you really think I should? How badly do you want me to grab it? Does that feel good? How about I gently squeeze it in the palm of my hand? Just don't moan. I repeat, I do not, under any circumstances, want to hear you moan. No matter how good this feels. No matter how much your cock starts to twitch and throb as I move faster and faster with every stroke. Up and down, up and down, up and down. I've had this training for years, you see. And you are the first man to ever experience it firsthand. Well, beside all the other men I've had to practice on, of course, but I was really hoping that I would be performing this on my own Prince Charming tonight. I had the firm hope that he would save me from this tragic fate that's befallen me today. But he didn't even bother showing up for me. So don't think for a second that I enjoy doing this, because I despise doing this. Yes, I hate this so very, very much. Fuck. Is that a drop of pre-cum leaking out of the tip there? Oh, it's just oozing out more and more the harder I seem to squeeze you. Ew. That is like so disgusting. But do you want to know what would be even more disgusting? If I moved my facing very close like this and licked some of it up with my tongue. Yeah, that would be pretty gross, wouldn't it? But I bet you would like that, wouldn't you? You little nasty. God, if they only knew what kind of degenerate they married me off to. You're having such a toxic effect on me already. the way your cock is pulsating in my hand. It's making my pussy so... No, I'm not going to say it. I won't say it. So fucking wet. Oh, how dare you do this to me, huh? How dare you make my pussy drip with lust for you? And after everything I have been through today, and I even crave you having me in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Why does this feel so fucking good? Stop smiling. Seriously, stop it. I am not enjoying this. I do not enjoy the way your cock feels inside my hungry little mouth right now. No, I don't like it at all. I never even liked you to begin with. I'm just doing this because I am the princess. And you are my toy. Yeah. And I get to do whatever I want with you. Even disgusting things like this. But I can do even worse, you know. Yeah. I could cup your balls in my hands like so. And then I can just slurp and gag on you while I try to fit your entire cock. God, I hate you so much. Why am I letting you defile my pretty little mouth like this? I am the princess and you are not worthy. But I won't let you. I won't let you inside my perfect little pussy. No, but you know what? I am going to tease you with it. Yeah, I am gonna straddle you so your cock is right here in between my legs. Oh. Can you feel the heat of my wet pussy hovering over you? It is so close to that horny cock of yours that I'm almost touching it. Oh, fuck. Now it is touching. Oh, God. Oh, fuck it. Whatever. Get inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God damn it. Oh, is this what you want, huh? You like having me bounce up and down on you like some dirty little slut? Why, my tits are swaying in your face. Here, fucking take it then. Take this pussy, you fucking pervert. Oh, she's so fucking wet for you anyway. Such a naughty little cunt. I'm just gonna have to give her what she needs. But like I fucking said, you are my toy. Oh, that's right. You are not actually my husband. You are simply my cute little fuck toy, who is only to be used for my own gratification. Oh, and you do want to please your wife, don't you? Yeah. Oh, you want to be a good boy for her. Oh, are you appreciative of the honour your princess is bestowing upon you right now? Ah, oh, fucking you so good with her perfect pink little pussy. So hard and so fast. Oh yeah. Ah, oh, right there. That's it. Right fucking there. You know, if given the chance, you might turn out to be not such a terrible husband after all. But of course, that would require me teaching you a thing or two first. Yeah, well, that's what I'm gonna do, you see. I'm gonna train you to become the best toy a pretty little princess like me could ever ask for. I'm gonna have so much fun with you. We have a huge dungeon below the palace. Did you know that? I'm gonna tie you down on one of those torture racks one day and then I'm gonna torture you, of course. I'm gonna torture you so fucking good. You'll see. Yeah? And I'm gonna keep you there as my little pet in chains. Oh. Something tells me you like the sound of that. Fuck. I can feel you starting to tense up. Your whole cock is throbbing so hard inside of me. Oh, is the way my tight little pussy clenching around you getting a bit too much for you? Mm-hmm. It is. I bet you're gonna come soon, yeah? Yeah? Well, I fucking want it. You heard me. I want your fucking hot cum. Oh, I want you to empty those balls and spurt out every last drop for me. You got it? Just don't come inside of me. What? You're close. What? You're coming right now? No, wait. Don't come in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy shit. Oh, I can feel you filling me up. Oh, you're fucking doing it anyway. You're fucking coming in me after I told you not to. Oh my god, so much hot, dirty cum. Fucking gross, yet so... Oh, fuck. I think you just made me cum. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh. I thought I clearly instructed you not to come inside of me. Well, I guess my pussy was just too irresistible, wasn't it? Yes, evidently. Let me just... Fuck! Oh, it's just leaking out of me. There's so much cum. How are we gonna... What the fuck? Did you know that one of our servants is standing in the corner over there? Wait, you? Have you been standing there this entire time? Hey, servant girl, I'm talking to you. Has the cat got your tongue? Did you enjoy the show? Yeah, well, come here and make yourself fucking useful. Clean up this mess, will you? What are you doing? Clean me first? Otherwise, the cum will just drip down onto him. Duh. There you go. Oh, get all that cum out. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh. Now wipe him clean. Good girl. Okay, run along and don't you tell anyone what you heard or what you saw in here, or I'll have your head on a spike. Well, my dear husband, I suppose that was... satisfactory. Let's see how you fare in the morning, shall we?